You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Even though Libertarian and Green parties did not have any wins in New York State on Election Day, party leaders say they still got some victories out of it. The chairman of the Libertarian Party, Jim Rosenbeck, says the task of getting and staying on the ballot is not easy.
The biggest gain for the party was the fact that we moved from being an independent body in New York State that had a really difficult ballot access issues to being a duly recognized party in New York State.
Rosenbeck says the party is expanding. He says Larry Sharp, who ran as Libertarian candidate for governor, earned almost double the number of votes the party has received in a gubernatorial election. Rosenbeck says since the election, more people have taken an interest in the party.
We've had certainly an uptick since the election, just in the correspondence that I've received and the correspondence that our chapter development chairman has received. There's been quite a bit of interest from people in counties where there currently aren't chapters.
Meanwhile, recent Green Party candidate for governor Howie Hawkins says he believes public campaign financing is long overdue in order to increase the visibility of minority parties.
I think we need to bring that to New York so, you know, the Greens are not excluded from debates again. And we have a level playing field so Cuomo can't use $50 million to just dominate the airwaves.
Hawkins says candidates in two-party debates usually end up attacking each other.
It's a zero-sum game, whereas if you have three or more candidates, the better strategy is to present your own program positively. You know, if you're throwing mud, you may get mud on your opponent, but you have mud on your hands.
In addition to New York, the Green Party maintained ballot status in Connecticut, Washington, D.C., and Michigan, but they lost three other states. Two Green congressional candidates in California running against Democrats each received over 22% of the vote in what party leaders call groundbreaking races. Of the 285 Green candidates on the Green Party line this year, 20 were elected. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.